James Blackwood?
No, this is Terry. Yeah, yeah. Who used to sing backup for Elvis Presley.
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty awesome.
Hey, man.
And they sang this song, so let's do the Lord.
Bless him, Lord. We got somebody standing by us. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right. Amen.
I've done this song several times here, but it just was heavy on my heart to do it this morning. It's
Bless.
Where I'm at.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
We're glad to see Sue and Danny back.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Commercial time.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sing it.
Roses, dust, and ashes.
Amen.
Take a trip.
Amen.
Okay. Right there. One she's using. Now the other one there.
This one's out.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing this song because I've only heard it once, but I'm just going to read the song that I heard this week. And I've got some people that I know that are non-believers. They don't believe in God. They say he's a myth. And so I heard this song from Facebook, and it's the title of it is Everybody Talks to God. There was a man, he was saying grace over a Tuesday blue plate special. When the man in the next booth said, "Don't you watch TV? Don't you know that God's a myth? I hate to see you waste your breath, 'cause there ain't no used to talking to a ghost that don't exist." The praying man said amen, and he looked up from his plate and he said, "You may not talk to God right now, but there's gonna be come a day."
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
'Cause whether you're a farmer in the field praying for rain, or you curse him at the graveside 'cause he called a loved one's name, you can't thank him, you can blame him, either way. You're going to face him whether you believe in him or not. Because in the end, everybody talks to God.
Right. Yes, amen.
The man in the booth went quiet because he didn't have a comeback. So he shrugged it off and he paid his tab, then he shuffled out the door. And the praying man, he prayed for the man who drove away and hoping that he would see the light before it got too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how was he to know he touched a non-believer soul who gave that conversation two red lights down the road? 'Cause whether you're a farmer in the field praying for the rain, or you curse him at the graveside 'cause he'll call a loved one's name, and you can thank him or you can blame him. Either way, you're going to face him.
That's right.
Whether you believe in him or you curse him, in the end, everybody's going to talk to God.
Yeah.
Everybody talks to God.
Yeah.
You can thank him or you can blame him. Either way, you're going to face him.
Right.
Whether you believe in him or not, in the end, everybody talks to God.
Yeah.
We all talk to God. Everybody talks to God.
Amen.
Amen.
All true.
Yeah.
All true.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen. One way or another.
Yep.
Every word that men speak shall they give account of in the day of judgment. That was a message that the man of God preached. The old brother Eddie got under conviction. And finally got saved. I'll tell you what, that word got a hold of me. Because I knew that it was true with me. I had a filthy mouth, filthy mind. About everything about me is filthy. I'm glad the Lord cleaned a man up. Amen.
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 Birthdays today, 68 years old.
Amen.
Some of y'all that's old, some of y'all that's young. But I didn't think I'd live to be 40. I don't know what I'm doing still here. But we're thanking the Lord for the good songs. And I thank the Lord for this beautiful day He's given us to be in His house. And the church gave us a birthday card here. And it says, "Happy birthday, Pastor. You're an inspiration because your life is a reflection of the one you serve." And I hope that is true. And it says, "I'm wishing you a day filled with laughter, love, and memories. Love in Christ, Landmark Baptist Church." And they gave me a gift certificate here. And praise God, if I can just have enough sense to figure out how to use it, amen. But thank you. I know my wife will figure it out. If she could just get on her feet, it'd be gone. But anyway, we want to thank you, not only for letting us be your pastor, thank you for this nice card, this gift certificate. Thank you for your prayers. Please don't ever think I don't need your prayers. And thank you for allowing me to be your pastor. I take it very seriously. I feel like I'm exactly where God wants me to be.
That's right.
Doing exactly what God wants me to do. And I'm watching this little church grow. Good to see Denny and Sue back today.
Right.
And I've been missing them. And they come in, I said, "Hallelujah." I'm telling you, buddy. When you're gone, you're missed. When you're here, praise God, it's a blessing. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I'm watching this little church. I'm watching it grow. And I'm growing right along with it. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you some sad news here real quick. I got this off of the radio, I think. I don't know, but this was compiled by Andy McAdams. 1,400 pastors a month are stepping down and leaving. They're leaving due to moral failures, spiritual burnout, or problems within the church, and a few leave by death. Only 15% of churches are growing, and only 2.2% of that growth is due to conversion. Over 7,000 churches close each year in America. They have lost right at 2,765,000 due to secularism, sin, Facebook, TV, you name it, my face, all that. But, you know, a church is somewhere that the Lord loved and gave Himself for it. The Lord loved the church and gave Himself for it. And, you know, He loved it. I love it.
Yes,
I'm in the church. Praise God. I'm in that number. Going to be called out of here one day.
Right.
I heard Sister Carolyn singing in her song. It said, "When I get to where I'm going," I'm sitting there thinking, I ducked my head. We kind of got in trouble on our Facebook live stream because Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn sung that song, "When I Get to Where I'm Going."
Right.
And you know, they said it was copyrighted. Now, they're not making money off that song. They're just singing it in the form of praise and thanking the Lord, you know, that praise God we're on our way.
And we're going to get there. I don't know exactly when. I just know I'm going, amen.
Right.
If it's today, I'm okay with it. And if it's later on, I'm okay with that. I don't, like I said, I don't really enjoy it no more now that I'm saved. I'll kind of, it's kind of like grieves the Holy Spirit in me when I see all the stuff going on today.
Right.
And we're going to be preaching a little bit along those lines today. Luke chapter 15. The story about the prodigal son. And we're going to read verse 11 through 24. And we might preach next Sunday about the Pharisee son, but we're going to preach about the prodigal son today. In Luke chapter 15, we'll start in verse number 11. We'll read down to verse number 24. And it said, a certain man, now that's wrote that way on purpose. Remember, this is a parable.
Amen.
And the Lord's using this story as an illustration. But a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living.
That's right.
And when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land.
Yeah.
And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. Boy, that's the first step right there.
That's right.
And,
amen.
Getting where you need to be. Them three words are, I have sinned.
Yeah.
Against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But his father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again.
Right.
He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. And I'm preaching today a message on prodigals, and a lot of them fit the criteria of what we just read right here. We'll go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God, Lord, in this beautiful Lord's Day Sunday morning. And Father, I ask, Lord, you'd open our eyes today that we may see the great truths, Lord, in this parable. Lord, be able to hear, Lord, the great truths. To be able, Lord, I pray to behold the treasures, Lord, that are in your Word, Lord, those nuggets of knowledge. Lord, you can't get anywhere else but from the Word of God. I pray, Father, Lord, you'd set a table before us. Lord, that the hungry could come and dine, and the thirsty, Lord, could come and be satisfied. And Lord, if there are any lost here this morning, I pray, dear Father, Lord, they'd see you like they've never seen you before, not only as one that loves them, but one that wants to help them. And we'll thank you, Lord, for whatever you do. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm preaching about prodigals, and I've been somewhat a prodigal most of my life. And you may have too. You may not realize it, but you may have too.
Amen.
I've been very prodigal in my life. I guess you could call it kind of a selfish type life. You know, I've heard this said, and I've probably even said it myself. It's my life. I want to live it the way I want to.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want nobody to tell me what to do or nothing. And by the way, let me throw this in there real quick. We've done in trouble with Facebook anyway. so it ain't going to matter. But we're skipping President's Day tomorrow until we get a president, that is. But you know, I'm telling you, this country is prodigal. God raised up America. It's been blessed of God. It's been protected of God. I'm telling you, buddy, God has raised this country up just to evangelize the world and fulfill His promise that this gospel shall be preached in all the world for witness. Every missionary has proceeded from America, but you can't have a Bible in the school now. You can't pray in the school now. I'm telling you, you can't mention the name of Jesus in school now. Our children can't be taught creation now. They've got to be taught the lie of evolution. I'm just telling you, this fits a lot of categories. My pastor said this also pictures Israel coming back to God because he came to his own received him not. And he said, if another come in his name, you receive him. And you know what? They're going to come back to God. I wish America could do an end of repentance. I don't see it happening.
Come on now.
But I wish it would, Brother Mitchell. I wish from the top all the way down to the bottom, it could be proclaimed that we were wrong. We made a mistake. We need to repent, return to God. I wish that could happen. I mean, if it did, I'd be happy, but I don't see it happening.
No.
We want our, like this young boy here, we want our independence. But no one telling us what to do. What time to go to bed. What time to get up. Took me 67 years to get there. I finally retired last year. When I get ready to take me a nap, Brother Dan, I just take me a nap. I don't care. I decide when it's over. You know what I mean? But all my life, I've been told what to do.
Yeah.
I've been told when to do it.
Man, that's right.
Let me tell you, my mama told me to take the trash out. One day I made a mistake of saying no. And my mama was kind of a small woman.
Right.
And I flipped about, four or five times. And when I finally slid to a stop, I said, I'm doing it right now, mama. You teach a monkey what to do. I mean, she backhanded me big time. And you know what? She got my attention. That's all it took, but then she just had to get my attention.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I got right in line. I'm telling you right now, you can teach a monkey if you just know how to do it. Amen. And now we don't have no discipline in our schools. I thank God they did have it. I mean, I got to know my principal on first-name basis.
Right.
He said, "Boy, grab them uncles and hold on." He wouldn't get me, knock me plumb out of my shoes the first slick out there in high school. I may have went strutting in there, but I'll tell you what, I come out with a different attitude. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
I survived, and I was glad at first when I seen stars, stripes, and everything else. But we don't want to be told what to wear. And by the way, Sybil, I was taking for granted that this was lavender, and they told me it wasn't.
No, it's purple.
Purple, yeah. Anyway, I was trying. I told them I stopped trying to figure out what lavender looks like. They said it's that light color right there, so at least I know which direction to run in.
Amen.
But anyway, you know, my mama told me I couldn't wear what I wanted to wear. And boy, I got to realize that she had a little bit of authority. Especially when she said, "I'll tell your daddy when he gets home." I'm telling you, buddy, it didn't take me long at all to get on board. But we're told, you know, where we can go. You know, we just want to be accepted, you know. I just want to be accepted just like I am. Let me tell you something, buddy, there's a lot of perversion going on down here. There's some of this stuff I have to admit I just can't get on board with. I don't know. These people got these big spools in their ears, you know. I have to admit, I just struggle with that. And you know, got a big thing now, they got a big thing sticking out their lip, flapping up and down like that. And just some of that stuff I struggle with, Jimmy. I mean, I may not have been too normal, but I was pretty normal, amen. But anyway, I was told to some degree what I could and could not do. Now, I'm just going to follow this edge. This may not necessarily fit. But when I say I just want to be what I am or like I am, you're going to have to put up with me. You're going to have to make exceptions for me. I'm thinking about people like Antifa. I'm thinking about people like BLM, Black Lives Matter. I'm thinking about people like KKK, skinheads, gangs, all that. You're just going to have to get used to me. I'm not going to change. I got a feeling for them changes coming, amen.
Right.
Kind of like that orientation there that Rita gave. They may not believe right now, but I'll tell you what, the old saying is, seeing you'll believe. If they're going to see enough, they're going to get on board real quick. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You know, we don't want to conform. You know, the Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be rather transformed.
That's right.
By renewing of our mind, we may prove what is that perfect will of God in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. But we don't want to conform to anybody's image. We want to be who we are. And you know, I struggle with that a little bit myself. I mean, I finally did grow up. I've been corresponding with an inmate that's in the Dare County Jail. And boy, he's coming around. Man, I don't like to text and drive, but I couldn't pass it up, Brother Jerry. He texted me this morning, and I told him this morning, Brother Mitchell, to read Psalms 51.
Right.
I thought that did at least point in the right direction. Not only did he read it, but soon he said he'd become a Sunday school teacher. Had a whole bunch of the men gather in there. I said, good, why you got them in there? Read to them Psalm 78. Amen. Well, they forgot God. I think some of them men, you know, they realize, you know, they made a mistake.
Right.
I think some of them are
Amen.
Sincere. They want to be for. He asked me, he said, well, God, forgive me. I said, read Isaiah 1:18, but he'll forgive you. I'm telling you, God's all about forgiveness. His mercies.
That's right.
His mercies are new every morning. Because every morning I need new mercies. Amen. I'm glad God is a merciful, gracious, long-suffering, patient God. Amen. If He gave me what I deserve, I'd have been cooked to a crisp by about 10 lightning bolts. Amen. But anyway, they want to be accepted. Hell, they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. They want to say, it's my life. I'll live it the way I want to. And you know, not yours, but my life. Amen.
Amen.
Mom told me one time to take a bath. And, you know, I was just a little towhead. So I went in there, Carolyn, and I run that bath water. And I jumped in there and just kind of splashed around a little bit. And I grabbed me a towel and I went up. She grabbed me by the arm, jerked me up. She said, what's that rust right there? You get in there and take a bath? Or I'm coming in there and when I let you go, you'll take a bath next time on your own. That's all it took was that little friend. Carol, I learned how to take a bath. I washed all over, buddy.
Amen.
That little splash in the water just didn't work. You know what I mean? She jerked me up. She said, what's this rust underneath the arm? I was telling Donnie yesterday that back a long time ago, I went down to Pierce's grocery store and they come out with these things called a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
And I got that green apple Jolly Rancher. I didn't get the grape. I didn't get the watermelon. I got that green apple. I come in the house. This is Joanne. Mama grabbed me. She said, what have you been drinking? I said, hey, them teeth all grilled up. I said, nothing, Mama. It's a Jolly Rancher. She wanted to see it. I showed it to her. She said, you better watch it, boy.
Right.
I'm telling you right now. Now, one reason our children are falling by the wayside, I think we're missing that parental supervision. My mama watched this boy, I'll tell you right now, buddy.
Amen.
I didn't get away with too much. What I did, I wished I'd got caught at. I can tell you it right now.
Right. Amen.
But, you know, she got my attention. That day I said, no, that never happened ever again. But we want our independence. We want our inheritance, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
I don't really understand this word, reparation. I mean, I'll be honest with you, but I'm a reasonable kind of guy. I don't believe I owe nobody nothing.
No,
they ought to be thankful to be able to live here in this free land,
Amen.
Not complain
right.
all the time,
Amen.
Not ride all the time,
right.
but praise
Amen.
God and be thankful to live in the land of milk
yeah.
and honey.
Amen.
But you tell me, buddy, we want our inheritance. We want what we got coming. There's a woman went to a photographer one day, Brother Mitchell, to get a picture made. He wasn't having a good day either way.
Right.
She smarted off and said, you sure that camera do me justice? He come up underneath that clover and he said, ma'am, you don't need justice, you need mercy. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'll just tell you right now, we all think, you know, we deserve this, we deserve that. We want our inheritance. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 says, we brought nothing into this world and it's certain we can carry nothing out. You better work. You better watch. Well, what you think you deserve, I'll tell you right now, you just better hope God don't give you what you deserve, amen.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've learned to be content with such things as I have, amen.
Amen,
yeah,
right.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Today's children, they want a credit card, they want a cell phone, They want clothes that suit them.
Right.
And, you know, they say things like, I'm not wearing that. I want this kind of shoes. And, you know, they're priced ridiculously high for a reason because only idiots buy them. I'm not saying this in some way back there. Later on, I'm just telling you, I learned the hard way to learn what we could afford.
Amen.
I wore a blue jean suit that you cuffed them. I mean, they come up to right here, and the reason they did so you can keep letting them down as your legs got longer, because one pair of blue jeans had to last you about 10 years. And, you know, you walk with them, you know, and they'd be cuffed up to about right there. Next time, they'd be about right there. Finally get down to the bottom, then you had to go get a pair when you finally go a bit much. But, you know, we were very, we weren't rich. We was very poor. We was very down to earth. And when I growed up, and we just had to make do what we had. I'll tell you one thing. I'd like to sit at my mama's table one more time. Boy, she could cook. And I'd like to go fishing my dad one more time. I'd like to go hunting my dad one more time. But, children today, man, they're missing the most important thing, the love of a home and a family.
Right.
You know what? That young boy, he found out it was pretty cold out there. It wasn't all it's cracked up to be. You know, they always say the grass looks green on the other side of the fence. It ain't. Probably except to take up me that's reading it is greener. But he found out, buddy, it wasn't all it's cracked up to be. Later on, he got to think about home. He said, if I could just get back home. Boy, I'll tell you what. I've had a few of them moments myself, and maybe some of y'all have too.
That's right.
Took what you had for granted till it was gone, and you missed it. Then you wish somehow you could just get back to where it was before you messed it all up. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, I had a blessed childhood. I did. I made a lot of mistakes. I did. And my parents, I was a heartache and a disappointment to my parents. I stole a rope one day and got called to the principal's office. I shot a dog one day and got called to the foreman's office. I skipped school. I shoplifted and other things that I ain't telling you. I'm just telling you, buddy, I brought grief to my parents, and I also brought grief to the one that died for me too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Bible talks about it. Grieve God at his heart in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. Brother Donnie was telling me this week that he stopped at a store and somehow shorted the owner of the store 10 cents. He said it wasn't no big deal. He said the further I got down the road, the bigger deal it got. He said, I turned around and come back. Brought him that 10 cents back. You know what? That don't sound like no whole lot, but I'm glad he's got that kind of heart.
Amen.
It's not callous about, you know, wronging someone. We don't think twice. Brother Mitchell's sister, Bessie, someone stole her identity and stole her house. And it can happen, buddy, today. I'm telling you. Any time that you're live streaming, you're vulnerable.
Right.
When I did go to college, and they sent my job to Mexico, I got a free college course out of it. One thing I did learn about is live streaming. I took a computer course. I thought I was going to learn something, but they didn't really teach you much. But this guy showed how easy it was to obtain people's information. Just take, for instance, you're at a, I don't know, McDonald's or somewhere, and they've got, you know, internet access, and or you're in a motel. Well, this guy's sitting out there with a laptop, and I mean, I'm watching this in the screen in the college. And he brings up, because of live stream, this person's social security number, their address, the phone numbers, everything about them, he brought it all up. And he said, they're lucky that I'm not a thief. I'm just showing how easy it can be done.
Amen.
And this is a day of deception. And I'm telling you, buddy, well, you got to watch your back. You got to be careful. But I brought a lot of grief to my mom and dad. They loved me. They forgave me. They didn't give up on me. But praise God, there's another didn't give up on me. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, my. We want our inheritance. Mm. You know, like I said, you ought to learn how to be thankful for what you got. I'm like,
that's
Brother Ed,
right.
Soup, Bane, cornbread suits me pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Amen. Could lose it all.
Yeah. We want things that we don't need. Nobody can convince you that. But, I have been convinced. You ever heard this saying, buyer's remorse? bought something one day and it wasn't worth half what I gave for it, but it was me that made the mistake. Brother Donnie, he just got him a new car, and I'll tell you, I commend him. I looked at it before he bought it. I said, boy, it's a good one. You're doing good there.
Yeah.
And he drove it over here today. But you got to be careful. The old saying is, let the buyer beware.
That's right.
And when you sign your name on there, next thing you know, he got his payment book before he ever got it home, didn't he? Yeah, I mean, hey, buddy, they'll serve you right up. Yeah. He ain't too fun after you make four or five of them. He say, well, you know, I wish I kind of thought about this a little more. But I've done a lot of that right there. I'll tell you right now, buddy. And it's like a leech. It'll suck a life out of you. But we want things that we don't need. Now, old Donnie, he needed that car, and he's got a way to pay for it.
Yeah.
He's got a tractor he's going to sell. He's got another Jeep Cherokee he's going to sell. And anyway, he's going to get it pretty much for nothing, which all said and done. But no one can convince us otherwise. And we're for sure not going to admit that we were wrong. And I have to admit, I didn't like admitting I was wrong, but I had to tell my wife. I said, you was right. I was wrong. She did try to tell me. I just wouldn't listen. But this son, he had to learn the hard way. Most of us have followed his footsteps. And it brought him to say those three words, I have sinned.
Yeah.
Now, that's not as easy as you think.
That's right.
When he said, I have sinned, that was the first step to get to where he needed to go.
Amen.
Right.
Nobody likes to admit they're wrong. Now, that song or oration there that Rita just gave us there talked about a man just turning thanks over his food in a restaurant. A guy come over there and kind of intruded on a man asking the Lord's blessings on his food. And by the way, I encourage you to always turn thanks on your food.
That's right. Yeah,
this earth has been cursed twice. If you don't want to eat a curse, you don't want to put a curse in your mouth, ask the Lord to bless it. Amen. But anyway, that man come over and intruded on this man, turned his thanks, and he said, that's a waste of time. And I'll tell you what, it ain't a waste of time to me.
No, it ain't.
I think every day ought to be Thanksgiving to the child of God. We ought to be extremely thankful. I know some people are unthankful, ungodly, unholy, and their lovers and pleasures are more lovers of God.
Yeah.
And I used to be one of them. I can certainly understand that, Brother Ed. I used to sit where they sat. I talked like they talked. I did what they did. Smelled like they smelled. But I'm glad it's not that way now.
Amen. Blessed
be. I'm glad. Praise God. The Lord made a difference in any way. Amen. And I'm not looking to go back. Praise God. I'm glad I got out. Everybody don't make it out of the far country.
That's right. Amen.
Really bothers me that, and Lara, you listen to me right here. Young girls get solicited on the internet. There's some guy lying on there to them and trying to con them into meeting them somewhere and they're never seen again.
That's right.
And they find them on the side of the road, throwed out like a piece of trash. That really bothers me.
Yeah. That's awful.
I mean, I love children. I do. I do anything in the world for children.
Amen.
I'd love for them to be protected.
That's
I'd love for them to get a chance at life.
That's right.
But there's some people down here that they don't love children.
No.
And they'll lie to people on the internet. And they'll say, oh, you're just like me. They'll get, they know all the lines. They know how to spin it. Next thing you know, of course, we all want attention. But that's the wrong kind of attention.
That sure is.
Yeah. Amen. Attention we need is attention of the Lord. He's a
right.
He's a shelter. He's a shield. He's safety. He's true love. These people lie and say, I love you, and all they want to do is abuse you and leave you dead on the side of the road. I ain't got a bit of use for them people. I know that they can still be forgiven. I know they can still be saved, but I'll tell you right now, they're same as the devil incarnate. Jesus said, whoever offends one of these little ones, he said it'd be better that they had a millstone tied about their neck and cast in the depths of the sea. They've got a payday coming, and I'm telling you right now, buddy, it's going to be rough when they stand before God.
Amen.
And I'll tell you right now, I wish I could end that, Brother Mitchell. I'd end it myself if I could.
Right.
I wish I could end that. I wish children have a chance at life.
Right.
We just don't never know, buddy. I'll tell you, so much going on right now. Satan's place, I know, is the church. I'm sure it ain't going to be too long. Brother Ed will have to bring his pistol back in here again.
Yeah.
Ed, I'm telling you, buddy, things just ain't like they used to be. But most of us, like this prodigal, we've had to learn the hard way. And he came to himself. And thank God for the day I came to myself. Verse 17 says, when he came to himself. Boy, he got the thinking right. You know what he thought about Brother Mitchell? He thought about how good even the servants had at his father's house. They had bread enough and to spare. Then he looked at his circumstance. He said, and I perish with hunger. You know, that's a good place to come to yourself and realize it don't have to be that way.
That's
right. Now listen, coming to yourself is one thing. But then he had to do something about what he realized was wrong in his life. That next verse, he said, I'll arise.
Right.
It's not easy.
No, it's not.
To stand up and say, I need Jesus.
That's
I need him in my life.
Right.
I need him to help me.
Need him ever.
I hear all these people shouting and praising him. And I don't even understand it. But I'll tell you what, buddy. He made room at the cross for me. He made room at the cross for you.
Amen.
And praise God, this young man, when he came to himself, Brother Ed, he said, I'll arise and I'll go to my father's house.
Amen.
He knew where he needed to be.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, buddy, knowing where you need to be is one thing. Going where you need to be, that's another thing.
Right.
But he said, verse 18, he said, I will arise. Boy, that's a good statement right there.
It is.
And will go to my Father, and I'll say to him, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me as one of thy hired servants. You know, everything this boy said is true. He has truly sinned against heaven. He's sinned against his Father. He's not even worthy to be called a son. And boy, I tell you what, when he showed up, verse 20 said he arose. He put feet on his plans there. When he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And God does have compassion.
Yeah.
A man sung a song. The only time he ever ran, said he ran to me. He ran. Now, old Brother Eddie, I'm not sure I can still run, but if a bull was around, I'm pretty sure I could give it a heck of a try. But anyway, he ran to this boy, and he fell on his neck, and he kissed him, boy. I'm telling you right now, in my mind's eye, I can see this moment. I can see this boy in tattered rags of failure. I can see him stinking. I can see him, you know, with poverty stricken. I learned the hard way. He should have stayed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to say he should have stayed in church. But he should have stayed at the Father's house.
That's right.
But I'm glad, praise God, people that are out of church can come back.
Right.
That's right.
And when his father saw him, he was glad to see him, cousin.
Yes, he was.
And he kissed him, let him know that he was accepted, let him know he's welcome. Boy, I'm telling you, he didn't want to be no doubt there. He fell on his neck and he kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and thy sight, and no more worthy be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring, he's immediately reinstated, put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet, bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, let us eat and be merry. And for this my son was dead and is alive, he is lost and is found, they begin to be merry. You know, there he was received with joy.
That's right.
Look over at verse number 7 in Luke chapter 14. Jesus here, he says, and sent his servant. Well, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong. In Luke 15, verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. I just want you to know there was joy in this event. The father was glad to see the son. There was no scorn. There was no condemnation. He was glad to see this boy come back. I just want you to know you can come back.
That's
Jesus
right.
Talking to Peter. And Peter said, Lord, how often shall I forgive my brother 7 times? And the Lord said, not 7 times, but 7 times 70 a day. That's 490 times a day
right.
that God will forgive
right.
you. Now, you may not be able to do it, but God can. Don't never think you can't come back. Don't never think you can't rededicate. Some of the best things I've ever seen in my life. My pastor got saved at 10 years old, got out in a far country. He rededicated his life when he was 25 years old. He'd been going strong ever since. He'll even tell you that he felt like his rededication was more real than his salvation because he was able to understand it better, able to receive it better. I don't know, he benefited more from rededicating his life than he did from coming to the Lord at an early age. I'm just saying, no matter what you are, no matter what age you are, there's room at the cross for you. It brought him to say, I've sinned. It brought him to the cross to ask for forgiveness. Not only was he welcome, not only was there joy, but the long-suffering love of God is looking for prodigals even today to come to Him. I'm telling you, buddy, the Lord, He's looking. He's welcoming. He's wanting people to come to Him.
Yes.
And the road to forgiveness is paved with mercy and love. You know, this is a sad commentary, but you'll know this guy. Anybody ever heard of Bernie Madoff?
Oh, yeah.
Bernie Madoff died last year, and he was arrested December 2008. He had defrauded 37,000 people in 136 countries out of $65 billion.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
People like Steven Spielberg, Kevin Bacon, I don't know who Kevin Bacon is, and the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Elie Wiesel. His 86-year-old sister and her husband were both found dead Thursday this week. Bernie and his wife attempted to commit suicide before he was arrested. They just didn't have enough faith to follow through, I guess. They're just too big of a coward to take their life. Now, I'm not promoting suicide. It's just they didn't succeed. Their son was found hung in his apartment in 2010. He was 46 years old. Their other son died of cancer in 2014 at the age of 48. Wouldn't it have been good if old Bernie could have said, I've sinned.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
I want to be forgiven.
Amen.
You know, he died in prison. There's a lot of people, Brother Mitchell, and never going to make it out of that prison.
That's right. Amen.
You know, a greater prison, and I've been in maximum security prisons. I've been in minimum security prisons.
Yeah.
Carol, I've even been in the jails, ministering through Rock of Ages prison ministry. And there's a greater prison than concrete and bars. You can get out of concrete and bars. There's two guys just got out down in prison, I think, down in Nashville. Soon, I think three of them got out, two of them got killed in a car wreck or something. But you know, you can get out of those prisons. But the prison I'm talking about is the prison of sin.
That's right.
There's only one that can get you out of that prison.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Right.
And thank God Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 37, He said, all that come to me, I'll no wise turn away.
Right.
I didn't get turned away, Bonnie.
No.
I should have, but I didn't get it.
That's right.
I'm telling you, he should have said to me, Eddie, if you just come to me earlier, I could have forgiven you.
That's right.
If he could have said, Eddie, if you just hadn't done all what you've done, I could have forgiven you.
Yeah.
I told these men in the jail up in Dare County this morning, I told them to read this verse, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. That verse says, come now, saith the Lord, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow.
Yeah.
Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. I just want you to know God has plans and provisions for every sinner to be forgiven, for every sinner.
Does.
I'm telling you, to be accepted into His family, amen. Man, I'm glad to be part of the family of God. We used to sing a song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Join us with Jesus as we travel this thought. I may not know all the words to it, but I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. You know what? You know that road to forgiveness? It's paved with mercy. It's paved with love. Even though we love darkness rather than light, even though that every one that does evil, they hate the light. Those that do the truth come to the light. John chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. Light still dispels darkness. Darkness doesn't dispel light. Light dispels darkness. If you come over to this church tonight, Brother Jerry, about 10 o'clock, and it's real dark in here, and you flip just one of those lights on, the darkness is going to leave. I'm glad the Lord flipped the light on.
Amen.
And I come over to the Baptist church, Brother Mitchell, tell them I got saved, and when I opened the door, they said, "You got saved, didn't you?" I said,
"Amen."
I didn't know. He said, "You come through there, look like a light bulb." I'm just telling you, thank God for the light of God, for the love of God. Hey, I don't abide in darkness no more. I'm praising God. I'm in church now. Hey, I'm enjoying the things of God now.
Amen.
Let me say this and I'll be done. I'm looking back at the clock. It's wearing me out. Answer this question. Is Jesus knocking on your door today, wanting to come in, spend some time with you? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and I knock." Now he's not going to break the door down.
No, right.
He's just saying, "Can I come in?
Can I come in?" That's right.
"Can I spend some time with you?" You're the one's got to open the door.
That's right.
I'm glad Bray's got to open the door.
Amen.
I said, "Come on in, Jesus." Best day of my life. I had a big emptiness right here, Sybil. I didn't know I even had it. I know I got a little bit of gut now. I'm getting fat, getting old. But I wasn't fat back then, but I had a big emptiness right here, Sue.
Right.
And only one thing would fill that spot.
Amen.
April 27, 1988, Jesus took his rightful place upon the throne of my heart.
That's right.
He's been reigning in my life now for 34 years. This year,
amen,
I'll balance the books. Now, I'm 68. I was 34 years old. I got saved. But I got saved April 27, 1988. So this year, April 27, hallelujah, I'll get to balance the books.
Amen.
But it's got to start somewhere before you can balance the books.
Amen.
Ask yourself this today. Is Jesus wanting into your heart today? Are you willing to open the door and let Him in? Father, we thank You, Lord, for this message today. Thank You, Lord. You're the greatest preacher. Lord, You put this in perspective, Lord, that even a blind man could see it. Lord, it's such a beautiful story of love that when a sinner can confess, "I'm a sinner," that they can come to You, Lord. And Lord, You'll feed them. Lord, You'll clothe them. Lord, You'll put a ring on their finger. Lord, You'll be happy. And there'll be joy unspeakable, full of glory with them. But there'll be joy with You too, Lord. Joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Lord, help Father God today. I don't know the hearts. Lord, You do. The Bible says You're greater than all hearts. You know all things. But I pray we'll assure our hearts to You here this morning. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you stand, please. We'll get Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon. Get a personal invitation on him. Now, if you want to come right now, be a good time as any. Head on up here.
That's right.
And you know what you need to come, and I know Brother Eddie don't know. I know Brother Eddie done got an old count settled long ago.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm glad there was a plan, including me. I got in on that plan. Better life insurance. I'm covered.
Number 119.